Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The John Heyman Report.
Oh.
Brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. By Merrick Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, and PTAX, water source and heat pumps and fan coils. It is now officially the offseason for both New York teams. John Heyman now joins us. John,
how are you, John?
I'm good. I see my baseball predictions are about as good as my football predictions.
Are you in Milwaukee now?
I'm on my way. Tomorrow, I'll be going to Milwaukee. Yes, I never miss a chance to go to Milwaukee.
I get it.
Wasn't your prediction, though, that the Astros would be in the World Series, right?
I did get that. Yeah, okay. They haven't gotten there yet.
So they're going to get there.
I'm celebrating. It's a little early for that.
Well, let's start with the Yankees. There's a lot of stuff to get through. The Mets, the GM search. Are they going to hire our boss's son? All that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But with the Yankees, let's start with something we were talking to Ricardo about, and that's Severino. I am convinced that the Yankees are covering something up from Wednesday night as far as, or Tuesday night, whatever night it was. Monday night. I'm confused. Yeah. Monday night.
Me too.
Monday night. That's right. Monday night. What are you hearing about the whole time situation and Luis Severino?
Well, in the time situation, they're saying that that's his routine. I think that's an unusual routine. I've never noticed it. I never watched him warm up. Somebody with the Yankees thought Ron Darling might have had a point, but, you know, I talked to some other people who are up above, and they said that's his routine. They insist that that's his routine. Obviously, whatever he did, it wasn't good enough. He was very, very terrible. I think the Yankees are convinced that he was tipping his pitches. And, that happens. It's unfortunate. We saw it with Pettit in Game 6, I believe that was, in Arizona. And the Red Sox clearly had the pitches of Severino. I think that was the biggest problem.
Mm, wow.
Well, that's good in a way that it's easy to clean up.
Yeah, right.
That's a pot. Because first half, Severino was one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah, and maybe word got around, because you have a 10-game stretch, we have a 6 ERA with that stuff. You got to figure, logically, something's up. But the Yankees saw enough from the tapes and other sources that they are absolutely convinced that he was tipping the pitches.
Mm. What moves do you see the Yankees in the offseason doing, John?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to need to get pitching. Obviously, you've got Sabathia and Happ are free agents, and I think that they will target Patrick Corbin from the Diamondbacks. He came out in USA Today, and I think it was April or May, and said how much he loves the Yankees, and his family loves the Yankees. So they love to hear that. Plus, they like the 246 strikeouts. Plus, once he was convinced by Dan Heron to throw that slider more, he's become a better pitcher. I believe he's a two-time All-Star. So I think Corbin is the guy that they will target first. He's also only 29. You know, Happ is 35 or so, so they'll look at him. I don't know that Sabathia has been ruled out as a possibility, but they clearly need to get that starting pitching in order and actually make it better than it was this year.
You know, it's funny. There was a story, yes, I think it was Bob Nightingale said that the Diamondbacks are going to blow it up. Let me start there because there's a lot of pieces about the Diamondbacks that would appeal to me. Are you hearing the same, that the Diamondbacks may decide to blow it up?
I think there's a possibility because, you know, you've got Goldschmidt as a free agent in a year.
Right.
The problem for me, if I'm them, is, first of all, he's a franchise player.
Yes.
Second of all, first base, even a really good first baseman, won't get you what you're hoping to get, probably. I mean, they you know, as a free agent, first baseman have not done well. Now, obviously, he's a star. Maybe it'll be better than you think. But
right.
I wouldn't trade him if I'm them. They're going to lose Corbin. They are going to lose Pollock. They're going to give both that tag, as you might call it in football, but baseball we just say qualifying offer.
Right.
Both players will reject and be free agents, and I don't think they'll be able to sign either one. So I don't think they're going to be a contender next year, so it would not shock me if they made changes.
When I heard about the Diamondbacks doing that, obviously the first reaction is Goldschmidt and Greinke because they're the big names. And I love Goldschmidt. I take him for the Mets. I know that's not going to happen. And Greinke, to me, doesn't make sense with the Yankees because I'd be very worried about him pitching in New York. I'd be very worried about that. So here's the guy. Ernie may be excited about this. I'm not sure. Robbie Ray. He's 26. He's young. He's a lefty. He's controllable. Isn't that exactly what the New York Yankees and Brian Cashman, from a starting pitching perspective, are going to look for, along with Corbin, targeting a guy like Robbie Ray, who the Yankees have the pieces to go trade for? And you talk about striking guys out. Robbie Ray strikes out 12 guys a game. I mean, he's a big-time strikeout pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, he is very good and certainly at his best. He's excellent. I think was a little bit of an injury question this year. He doesn't have quite the track record of Corbin, but you're right. They have the prospects to go out and get a young starter. You know, I'm not convinced that they'll trade Robbie Ray, though, because he's not making the big bucks at this point. I think they'd be more likely to try to trade Greinke. That'd be the first one. I mean, he's making $34 million a year. He's still the highest paid guy in the game per year. So that's the guy they're going to try to trade. Yankees, as you said, will not go for Greinke. They did not go for him as a free agent. They were leery of the city. I don't think it's that big an issue myself, but you don't want to take a chance when you're talking about $33 million. So I get that. Red Sox also didn't go for Greinke for that reason.
Mm. Why do I have to see the Victor Cruz play right now?
Oh, geez, they have it on NFL Network.
Why do I need to see this from Christmas Eve?
Because they're showing Eli Manning highlights.
No, I know.
That's why they picked that
back in 2011. I'm sorry, I digressed, John.
That's okay. I could use all the football knowledge that you impart.
I'm talking to the great John Heyman. Did the Yankees make the big splash and sign either Bryce Harper or Manny Machado? And who knows, maybe both.
I don't think so. I mean, we've heard that Machado would like to go to the Yankees. He's from Miami. Obviously, Miami's not signing him. I think he's looking at geography. Harper's going to go for the biggest deal. My indication that I'm getting is that they will probably not go for Harper. Obviously, you've got Stanton. You've got Judge. He doesn't fit perfectly at this moment for the Yankees. Philly's going to be the big player, and probably for both of them, they'll get one probably, probably not both. But, I could see the Yankees in the mix for Machado easily. But you know what? He was better as a shortstop in L.A. than he was in Baltimore. So he could be a shortstop somewhere. But I could see them going for him. I do think they'd like to hold on to Didi. He's got a year to go. They'll probably try to re-sign him. And so third base would be the most likely for the Yankees, I think. Although, obviously, Andujar had a very nice year. And I think he probably will win Rookie of the Year. If not, he'll finish second. I think they'll look at Machado at least.
Yeah, look, Manny Machado is a great baseball player. So it's odd for me or anybody to sit here and say the Yankees shouldn't sign a guy who's a great baseball player. But we were talking about this yesterday, and maybe Joe and I are just dinosaurs. Maybe that's it. But I think getting guys who don't strike out a lot is kind of a good thing. And when you look at the Astros, and you look at the Royals from a few years earlier, they never struck out. Now, Aaron Judge is going to strike out. Giancarlo's going to strike out. It is what it is. But I think it would behoove the Yankees to add guys in this lineup that put bat on ball. And the two guys I brought up yesterday, they're not going to cost that much, and I think they're going to make this lineup more well-rounded. Michael Brantley and Daniel Murphy. Professional hitters, good hitters. And you know what both of those guys will do at Yankee Stadium? They'll hit home runs by accident. By accident, they're going to hit a few more home runs over the fence. But, John, they put the bat on the ball. Does that not matter anymore?
It does matter. I think it's important. I think the Cubs will try to keep Murphy. They've obviously got that situation with Russell right now, so Baez may be their shortstop going forward. So I think that would probably be the case. You know, I don't see Murphy with the Yankees. You've got Torres there, and you've got Andujar.
First base.
Can't sign Gregorius.
First base?
I don't think so.
Greg Bird. He stinks, John.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he'll turn it around. I don't want to rule him out
completely. I don't think they're going to go for the first. I mean, you put up Goldschmidt. I think they're going to give Bird and Void a chance and see what they can do. I'd be surprised if they went out and spent on a first baseman. But, I see what you're saying, because right now he's probably slowed up a little for second anyway.
John, I got to ask you a question. That's fine, but just think about this. I just want to throw this at you. Let's be fair here. Do you think the New York Yankees, armed with the ability to spend whatever the hell they want, do you think the New York freaking Yankees, after losing in the first round of the playoffs, I don't care that George isn't around, do you think the New York Yankees are going to go into the start of the year with Luke Voit and Greg Bird as their first baseman? You think so?
Well, if you sign Machado, you could do that. I mean, I don't think they're going to do multiple huge things in the position, because you have to do multiple huge things in the pitching department probably. So I mean, I guess, you know, we had that year where they went and signed a bunch of guys, right, with Ellsbury and three, four guys. So it's possible you can see four or five guys be signed. They've reset the tax. They've done a good job.
They have
that,
a lot obviously. Of money to spend, man. They really can do that. Why can't they?
I don't know. I'm taking them at their word. They're not giving up on Bird. But they've said that things like that before. Maybe they will. Obviously, it was a very, very rough year. And, you know, Voit had a nice finish. So they've got two possibilities there. I tend to think they'll go a different position plus two starting pitchers. That would be my guess, but you know, I don't rule it out. But if they go for a first baseman, you know, I'm not seeing it as Murphy. We'll see. I mean, Murphy obviously performed in New York. He's obviously a great hitter. Even with the injury this year, he had a decent season. In the last 3 years, he's got the second best batting average to Altuve. So I mean, the guy can play. You're right, bat on ball. I like him. I wouldn't rule it out, but I think that's a long shot. Brantley, I'm not seeing that one myself. Corner outfield, I'm not really seeing that.
Why? So. Think outside the box, John. Come on.
Yeah.
You want Brett Gardner back at $12.5 million?
They're going to not pick that up. Brett Gardner, give him credit. Had a nice Yankee career. I mean, you know, who knows if he can come back and in some other circumstance, but they're going to buy that out for $2 million. They're not picking up 12.
So you're convinced they're buying him out. He's gone. He's a free agent. He's done. No longer a Yankee.
I'm convinced that they will not pay $12.5 million for Gardner. Whether he comes back to them, I wouldn't guarantee that. But he's not going to get that kind of salary based on the year that he had this year. The timing just wasn't good for him in terms of that. But nice Yankee career. Give him credit for that. Brantley did have a nice year. You're right. He doesn't strike out much. Not terrible. You're thinking. I think
Robbie Ray idea is the better idea. The more I think about it, because he does fit that bill of, you know, a guy that's controllable.
I just don't see the Yankees giving up those kind of prospects for Robbie Ray. But, you know, he's not a given. You know, like to me, Corbin is a given. Plus, to me, the pitcher being 29, it's not such a terrible thing. You know, that's getting the heart of the, as a position player, I'd rather have 26. But, to me, Corbin is right in the prime of his
career.
When
the Diamondbacks traded Max Scherzer at 25, he wasn't a given either. Sometimes you got to take chances in life.
Yeah, I don't think he's Max Scherzer.
Okay, well, yeah, you're right. He was actually more established than Max Scherzer when Scherzer was traded. But I get it. He probably won't be Max Scherzer.
So. No.
He probably won't.
Max Scherzer is a Hall of Famer.
I understand. At the time of that trade, he was not. That's all I'm saying. I love arguing with you, Josh.
Well, just because he's in Arizona doesn't make him the next Max Scherzer.
Well, they've had a few examples of that, but okay.
Okay, all right.
So, John, is the rumor true that you are in the running for the Met GM job? Is there any truth to that rumor?
That is not true.
Thank God.
I am not in the running. But
we don't know
much.
That. He might be good. I thought he would be bad.
I know. Thinking outside the box, but I don't think they're that far outside the box.
You wouldn't want to work for Wilpon anyway. So you're a smart man.
I really don't want to comment on that. But I'm working at MLB Network, so you know he's on the broadcast committee. So in a sense,
is he really?
Wait, what
Jeff
is he?
Wilpon's on the broadcast committee for MLB Network.
Look, SNY is a big success. Say what you want about his baseball.
No, I understand
team.
That.
You know what? They're good on real estate. They're good on TV.
Just not running a baseball team.
Look at the group they got with Darling and Hernandez and Gary.
Hey, you know what? Leon Hess was a great humanitarian as well. What did that do me, owning the Jets? You know what I'm saying?
James Dolan's a good musician, too, right?
There you go.
I agree. That's true. I didn't say, obviously have to do some improving on the baseball front, but in terms of the TV, we can't criticize them.
Are you seriously hearing, though, what Joe and I have been saying at nauseum, which is nobody competent wants this job.
Who wants it?
I have heard that there are getting some turndowns, but you know what? I'll say this. I've heard the Giants are getting turndowns, too, and I'm hearing they're frustrated as well. It's a tough job. There's a lot of criticism. A lot of people don't want this job. I mean, to me, Omar's got the perfect job. He's got the ear of the owner. He flies around on the owner's plane looking at their prospects, and I'm sure he has a fine salary, and he doesn't have the responsibility. Now, I don't blame him for that. Good for him. Everybody should have a job like that. But I don't think people are anxious to jump into a GM job almost anywhere. Some people, believe it or not, might like the Baltimore job better. No pressure. You know, we know they're not going to win for 3 or 4 years. Mets, you got pressure right away. You know, obviously, the ownership group, is known, for good or bad, whatever you think of it.
Bad.
So,
yes, the word bad is no the word bad comes to mind.
He's on the broadcast committee. I didn't say
that's great.
No one is saying that.
No question about it.
And look at this. They're targeting a guy I think is absolutely brilliant in Mike Chernoff. I mean,
but you know what? But let me say this. Mike Chernoff is so brilliant that he's smart enough that he wants no part of the job.
Yeah, come on.
I mean,
well,
let's be honest. Why the hell would he want that job? He's a smart guy.
He's not taking that.
There's no
from
way.
New Jersey.
So
I mean,
what?
It's funny that none of us actually know because Mark is not telling anybody. But anyway,
nor should he.
I don't blame him. I did try to give him a call yesterday. He was very polite, didn't say anything to me. But you know, I thought maybe Mike feels funny about saying anything, so he didn't tell him. So I'd ask Mark, and he didn't say anything either. But I think Mike has done a great job in Cleveland, and you know, if he was doing a crappy job, and he's our boss's son, I probably wouldn't mention that. But I do think he is doing a
well. You know,
job.
If he became the GM of the Mets, you know, we'd still kill him.
Oh yeah, no,
he knows
that.
Yeah.
He knows
I mean,
that.
If he's not getting the job done, he's getting killed. By us.
That may be part of why he doesn't want the
right,
job.
Maybe.
Absolutely
you know that.
Right. In fact, somebody with the Indians told me that. Today, he said he's too smart. Exactly what you guys said.
Of course.
We get it.
Because we know he is.
Because, John, look,
he said Cherney is too smart. It was two sentences. Cherney is too smart for that period. His father's station would kill him if he made a mistake.
It's true. And you know what? Mark's good. He would not get in our way in doing that.
Because
he'd say, go ahead.
No, he's good. And you know what? Give Jeff credit because look at the broadcasters they have. They're very honest, Keith and Ron and Gary. They don't hold back.
So they don't rip the owner, though.
They don't rip the financials
of
the owner,
rip
though.
The owner.
Yeah, come on. They go to a certain extent.
Yeah.
There's certain things they don't say.
You should see other teams. Forget the Mets now. Think about watch some of these other games and see how these
you're right.
No, we get the shilling. We get that.
Right. The announcers for the Mets are the most honest.
They're tremendous. No, I love them.
So we're giving Mark credit, we got to give Jeff credit on that, too.
I understand that. I get that. And you're right if you want to compare them to other teams. But they don't talk about what we as Met fans talk about, which is that they don't spend enough money on this franchise.
They're never going to say
they
that the
say
biggest.
That. I think I've
they're
heard
never going to say that the biggest problem the Mets have is the ownership because it is. That is their biggest problem. But you're never going to hear the guys on SNY say that. You know that.
Well, I think they're more honest than the other 29 teams.
No, I'm not saying that, but that's let's be honest. That's the bottom line.
John, I'm going to get some tapes and see if they've said. I don't know.
John, wouldn't
be working there.
What I don't understand,
I don't know.
And it's so simple financially. I lay it out financially for Jeff if he's listening. Why, from a financial standpoint, it makes so much sense to sign Manny Machado? It does. Because even though
of
you're going to have to commit 10 years to the guy, and there's risk in that. We get that. We understand that. You want to change a narrative in this town? You want to change it quickly? You sign Manny Machado. Because everything else you do is, even if they're good moves, is doing it on the cheap. Everything else.
Everything.
You have to go out sometimes, put the big boy pants on, and sign the best available player who's a generational. Here's why he's generational. What free agent, besides him and Bryce, are that young when they get the free agency?
Yep.
Very few. A-Rod. A-Rod the first time.
Generational.
But they had a chance to sign him, too, and they blew that one, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
They certainly did.
They did. Now, obviously, A-Rod had a mixed results.
No, we would have taken him.
No.
You would have taken him.
Of course we would have took him.
I think the Mets, they've had mixed results of their own. They're a little gun-shy. You want to call them cheap, that's fine. Obviously, Santana was good for a while but got hurt. David Wright, obviously, he got hurt, unfortunately. We all love the guy, but that hasn't worked out. Now they're recovering 80% of the money, but still it's a 20% loss. Their free agent, Jason Bay, he got hurt, did not work out.
You didn't mention Cespedes even yet.
Right, Cespedes. You know, the one that worked was Piazza, right? Unless my memory isn't as good as you guys about the Mets, but Piazza worked, but they're like 1-for-5 on these big signs.
Yeah, but you know
now,
why? You know why Jason Bay didn't work?
I think they need to go back into the pool. I do. I agree. I think they need to go big. It's been 2 years in a row. That's too long for them to be mediocre or worse. And I give them credit. They came back. They didn't quit like a lot of teams quit this year. They stayed with it, and you give them credit, but they're a long way up from being a championship team.
And by the way, here's why Jason Bay didn't work, because he wasn't the best available free agent that offseason. The best available free agent that offseason was Matt Holliday.
Yes,
and
he was.
While I don't know how he would have handled New York at that point in his career, he was the better player than Jason Bay. So they
went
cheap on it.
He was better, and they knew that he had Boris, and they knew that he was going to take a long time, and they wanted to get somebody quickly at a price that they could deal with. So that's why they did it. It was a mistake. You guys are right.
Under the radar question, they're going to hire a new GM. Is Mickey Callaway definitely coming back?
Mickey Callaway, from what I am told, is definitely coming back, and they won't tell you this part, but I do think that there is a mixed opinion in the Mets hierarchy about Mickey Callaway at this point. And, you know, he's going to have a good year. He's going to have a good year, is my opinion of that.
So the Mets are going to hire a GM and tell the GM
that he's got to
keep
his guy as their manager.
Yes, they are.
That's so typical Mets. Right off the bat, they're behind the eight ball. Right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that, you know, they're denying this, but the GM job, I think a lot of the player development aspect of the GM job will be handled by they have three current interim GMs, right?
Right.
You have to give them something
now
to
they
do.
Have one.
So
his
I
name is Jeff Wilpon.
Yeah, right. That's the GM.
If it's a GM job, it's not a full job. Now, if they hire Mike Chernoff, who's already a GM, or somebody like that, they might have to make them president, and maybe they'd have more duties. But some people, I'm hearing, they deny this. I've asked them about it. They say it's not true. It's a full GM job. I've heard that they're splitting the job to some degree, that the GM is going to be in charge of the 40-man roster and the major league team.
This is so Met.
But you will say, I will say this. You know, let's say if it's Omar in charge of the player development, they did draft Mats and
Harvey
DeGrom.
You know what? They just make Omar the GM then. Why not?
I don't know. Yeah, I think Omar's a smart man.
Yeah, he doesn't want it either.
I think like a lot of people, he doesn't want to be a GM.
Right. Anybody who is not dead, here's the bottom line. The guy that becomes the Met GM is a guy that is absolutely desperate that he will take any job just because he's a GM in baseball.
LeBron is an example. He's 65. He wants
somebody
an opportunity.
John, that's exactly what
good.
It is.
Right. Like Doug Melvin, there are some good things about Doug Melvin. Milwaukee was terrible when he got there. I mean, he made some good trades. That Hader trade and some other trades that were really good. So I know he's 65 years old. I think that's an issue. He's a young 65, but you know it's an issue.
What does that mean? I'm a young 65. Does that
you
mean
are
anything?
A young 65? I'm an old 57.
There you go.
You got to know what you are. So, you know, I think Melvin is a guy who's accomplished. I don't think that's a guy who's a bad choice or he's been a good GM in two places. Now you got Deshaun Watson. I think he's got a great personality. He's had very.
Oh, that's really important.
Job.
We need a good personality.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, if someone has not done the job, you're going to have to make a projection and guess that. Look, the Yankees had gave Brian Cashman the job. He was 32 years old at the time, something like that, right? He's done pretty good as a GM.
He's been great.
I mean, I'm sure Yankee fans aren't happy this week, but he's been an excellent GM overall. I don't think anybody would argue with that. See, sometimes you make a projection, even in New York. So. They got people coming in who might be, you know, it's a projection. Unless you get someone who's done the job, like a Chernoff or a Stearns, where they're not getting, obviously, at this point.
Of course not.
Or, you know, Dave Forst with Oakland. I think I've heard he's on the list, and they're not going to get him either. So, I mean, Chernoff is the one, you know, he's from New Jersey, right? He's with the Indians. They're never going to be able to spend that much. As much as you criticize the Mets, they got the money to spend. You know, if he's a little persuasive.
That's not what they try to tell us.
Well, they do. I mean, the SNY is a cash cow.
Sign
stadium
Manny Machado.
Is a hit. They're making money in other ways.
Sign Manny Machado.
By the way, just because facts
not,
are important.
I'm not backing away from you on that.
No, I understand you're not. But
I'm not on the Mets broadcast. I think they're honest. I mean, I will be happy to say it, even though Jeff is sort of my boss. They need to spend more money. I mean,
he's
you
sort of your boss.
Because he's on the board of MLB
70.
Network.
Oh, that's right.
But by the way, John, because I do think facts are important sometimes.
Yes.
The Met payroll was 150, okay? The Indian payroll was 142. Let's not act like they were on different planets or stratospheres here.
I said they had the potential. The Mets have the money.
Well, of course they have the potential, but the vault is locked with a deadbolt.
Right. Of course.
Well, if you get somebody in there who's very persuasive.
Persuasive.
Maybe,
come on. What are you kidding me? Persuasive. First of all, Mike Chernoff has never taken this job. He's too smart. Why the hell would he want to leave Cleveland?
You've been looking at my texts, haven't you?
No.
Come on. You know me better.
You're
looking
in the
at texts?
Majority
How
of
would I look at texts? What do you think? I'm on Twitter?
As far as last night, and again, Mark tells me nothing, and I did try him. As of last night, I did hear that he had not interviewed to this point. Now, is that because the Indians? Is that because he's hesitant? I'm not sure. But the fact that the Mets were willing to confirm his name I feel like they feel like they have some hope to at least interview him.
If
there's not been an interview yet.
If I'm Mike Chernoff, I wouldn't tell Mark anything because he knows guys like Heyman and guys around here are all going to try to find out info. I wouldn't tell my dad
anything.
Mark
need to know whether his grandkids are living in New Jersey
when he
or
takes
Cleveland,
the job, if he takes the job, he'll say, Dad, guess what?
Yeah.
I took the
here
job.
You know what about Mark? He lets him make his own decision. He's made that, I think he told me, 432-mile drive to Cleveland many times, and he's going to do whatever. His son could do whatever he wants to do.
Of course.
That's very good.
There
if I was the father, I would say, get your butt over here to New Jersey right now. But he's a very reasonable
fellow. If I was the father, I would say, look, you're an idiot if you want to take the Met job. That's what I'd
say. What a
My
hero
dad is a diehard Met fan. Say, yes, stay away.
No way do you want that job.
Look, he's done a great job in Cleveland. Time to, you know.
Right.
The Mets are not a winning team at this point. He's got nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
They should have the finances to spend.
Are you predicting it? Are you going
what
on
a hero
right now?
Be.
Are you admitting it right now?
If he won the World Series, If we were at a Met parade.
If you go by my predictions, it'll be wrong. So I'm not going to jinx it.
By the way, speaking of being wrong, I think he actually won last. Didn't he have the Pats last week?
Yeah.
You had the Pats last week, didn't you?
No, I think he took the Colts, actually.
Did you take the Colts? No, you didn't. Did you?
Yeah, I took the Colts.
I told you.
So yeah, and we went over this because I was on Friday last week, right? So
right.
We already ripped me for losing last week.
Oh, we did.
Let's not do that again.
Okay. All right. So
thank you for trying to credit me with the win.
All right. So tonight, you got the Giants and the Eagles here at the wonderful MetLife Stadium. And the Eagles are on the road, a 3-point favorite. Your prediction is?
I got to go Eagles. I don't
Eagles.
I'm not a Giant fan.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going
are you
Eagles.
An Eagle fan?
Well, fly Eagles fly. No, I'm not. I put a lot of work into this, as you guys know I do every week. I'm very disappointed to have not won yet, but I am a consistent loser, which I think helps people with the betting.
Sounds
track.
Like the
yes.
Mets.
Yes, yes, it does.
You got to either be a consistent winner or a consistent loser. If you're 500 like I was last year, you're worthless. You're
right. Well, you got off to a brilliant start, and then you faded like Severino.
Yes, I wasn't tipping my
picks. Taking shots everywhere today.
I wasn't tipping my picks. I just made bad picks.
Well, think about it, Joe.
He's got ability. I got no ability, no knowledge, no nothing.
John is tanking for that number one overall pick.
Is that
right
what he's looking for?
No, I was 500 last year.
No, but this year.
Now, this year, I don't need to tank. I'm already the worst.
You
couldn't be any worse.
But it's still a long way to go. I mean, it's still, you know, 12 weeks to go.
I think I'm meeting Francesa as being the worst this year, right?
Wow. Boy, you, oh, wow.
I don't know. I just read the columns. I don't really
you read the columns.
I don't know what Mike's record is in picks this year. I have no idea.
Mine's bad.
It's better than mine.
I'm having a terrible year in picks, so.
It happens. John, you're the best. Thank you.
All right, good talking to you.
See you, John.
All right, there's John Heyman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.